Something magical happened here.
I mean, okay, I'd just like to see everyone, you know, if this pertains to you, please raise your hand. So who did something to get a ban on fracking in New York State? Oh my God, that's everybody here in the room. Well then you should be up here.
Kevin did some water.
You guys are amazing. And I'm so grateful to everything that everyone in this room did. We set aside our differences. We worked with a common goal. We started years ago when they told us that it wouldn't be possible. We had environmentalists telling us it wouldn't be possible. Right? I mean, you guys remember those conversations. You heard them too. Oh, David, the best you're gonna do is regulations. You'll never, a moratorium, maybe for a year. But you can't keep the gas industry out of the state of New York.
Well, how about?
The fuck we can! Emphasis. All right, so I'm now working in California, working to ban fracking out there.
Good.
What we did here was historic, you guys. This is what magic happened, and it was because of the work, the tireless work of all of you. We're nuts to do what we did, work around the clock, show up, get on the bus, out in the cold, screaming, showing up for another rally, another hearing. But you know, we just kept pushing because we believed and we just wanted to protect our children and future generations. And we did in here anyway, but it's like what we learned in New York, you know? They took, early on, who remembers when they took New York City's watershed off the table when they were doing the S-Rides? Do you guys remember how 3 days later, United for Action and the groups in New York would put together a bus? And that our message when we came up to Albany for that press conference rally that day, when we did that, was, now you acknowledge that it's dangerous for our children. But now that you've acknowledged that, why are our kids any more important than the kids of the Southern Tier or Ithaca or anywhere else in the state? And it was simply just acknowledging justice and what was right. And it was also standing in solidarity. We're not done yet, you know, but this is a moment. And breathe it in, drink it in, you know, and really celebrate that, because I think somewhere in this Mother Earth that we're trying to look after, there's some sort of spirit that's smiling right back at us. So as we appreciate our ban on fracking here in New York State, it's important that we remember that many other states are still unprotected and many other communities are frontline communities that need to be protected. So we must do what we can to make sure, now that our water here is protected, to make sure everyone else's is. So get involved, go to Pennsylvania, support that. We can do this, we're on the move.